Singer-songwriter-guitarist Bob Mould has never been shy to break new ground in music. He was a founding member of the iconic and influential Husker Du, went on to form Sugar, and has released a steady string of solo albums that have explored everything from acoustic-based songs to full-on club music. The new album Beauty and Ruin embraces anthemic choruses and the crunch of electric guitars in a big way. Bob's playing Merge 25 tomorrow at the Cat's Cradle parking lot as part of the celebration of the Durham-based record label's quarter century in business. He joins me now to talk about that and his new recording. Good morning, Bob.
Eric, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So I've heard you say recently that you looked back over your career and decided it was a pretty good thing after all. Writing your autobiography, See a Little Light, The Trail of Rage and Melody, how did that affect the songwriting for Beauty and Ruin?
In October of 2012, my dad passed away, and my dad was the person that brought music to my life, you know, as a small child, you know, whether it was jukebox singles or, you know, Sears guitar or, you know, driving a couple vans from upstate New York out to Minneapolis so that Husker Du would have vehicles to tour in. So, you know, when my dad passed in October of 12, it, you know, I sort of look at that as the beginning of the 12-month period to write Beauty and Ruin. You know, at that point I was able to give it structure and, ultimately figure it out so that I could explain it to you this morning.
Well, the album opens with Low Season, which for me reminded me of songs on Black Sheets of Rain, which I really like, but is it really heavy? And at the end of that song, there's a line about "Welcome to the end of the show that never ends," and I wondered what you meant by that.
Well, I could paint a very colorful picture for you. Actually, you know, imagine the beginning of a circus, even like a pop-up circus somewhere, and everything's in black and white, and you have jugglers and all the opening acts, you know, people that, you know, sort of keep you occupied while you're taking your seat, and then all of a sudden, you know, the ringleader, the master of ceremonies, comes out and sort of claps his hands and then opens his arms up wide, and everything goes to technicolor, and yet it doesn't move any faster. And that's pretty much what happens right around that spot of the song.
Right.
It's just welcome to it. Welcome to my little crazy little circus.
The song "I Don't Know You Anymore," which really has a great pop hook, that sounds like a breakup song to me.
No, it's sort of my tribute to the analog age. You know, the idea when we used to, you know, when we used to have relationships, and you know, if someone was on the road, or you know, someone was, you know, far away, and you know, you'd have to organize the times that you called people, or you would leave a message of great importance on a answering machine that you paid $19 for at a, you know, local electronics store, and the lyrics talk about a breakup or a separation, and it's done, and I tried to do it in a clever way.
Let's talk about Nemesis Are Laughing, which you do this really well. It starts off with, you know, there are some finger pops and some, you know, some nice vocal touches that sound kind of sweet. And then the menace comes right in.
Yep.
And you're able to have both of those things coexist in so many of your songs. And that's not an easy thing to do. Is it just natural for you now?
Well, I think it's a strong suit of mine, you know, whether it's the sort of the dark cloud words with the, you know, with the sunshine melody. I mean, that contrast has been, you know, a staple of my songwriting. It's something I think that people like when I do it. It's something that comes naturally to me. Specifically with Nemesis, I think the fun part of that is the little doo-doo-doos at the top. It's very surprising, but then, you know, when it reappears after the chorus of the song, and then it fits in so naturally to everything that's happened, it's that that's the moment for me, is like that. There's the initial confusion, the dark song, the chorus, and then, you know, when that doo 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 reappears inside the darkness, it's really it's a fun moment for me. That was one of the highlights of the songwriting part of the record for me, at least.
Where does that pop sensibility come from for you?
Well, I mentioned my dad and those jukebox singles. I mean, that's, you know, and, you know, we're talking about mid to late 60s, you know, from 66 through 70. That's a lot of great music in that time period. And to have those, you know, those 45s and listen to those as a kid and listen to them whenever I get stumped as a writer, you know, these days. It's a great resource. That's a lot of that, you know, Beatles, Beach Boys, Birds, Hollies, Dave Clark Five,
Can't Go Wrong,
Moms and Papas, Motown, all that kind of stuff. So yeah, when I'm writing a song and I'm like, how do I get out of this song? It's, you know, just blindly grab a 45 and put it on the 45 player and see how they get out of it.
There's always a way.
Yeah, I mean, it's storytelling, you know, and you have to hear stories and read stories to tell stories.
Bob Old's new album is called Beauty and Ruin. He's playing Merge 25 tomorrow at the Cat's Cradle. Thanks for checking in, Bob.
Thank you, Eric.